For many playwrights, the ups and downs of marriage provide fodder for great theater. There's that opportunity to showcase dialogue, high emotion at times. And this week, two plays about married life opened here in Toronto, The Guardsman and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, had seen both of them, and she's here to tell us if we should commit to seeing them or maybe find ourselves a better catch. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Jane.
So first of all, tell us a bit about both of these plays. Let's start with The Guardsman.
The Guardsman. This comedy was written in 1910 by Hungarian playwright Ferenc Molnár. And it's about Nándor and Ilona. They are husband and wife, and they are equally accomplished actors. Nándor, however, is jealous and insecure as a husband. And he tells us that before they were married, Ilona had many lovers that she usually got tired of around the six-month mark, okay? Mm-hmm. Nándor and Ilona have been married for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And so he thinks, you know, she's going to be leaving him. So he sets a trap. He will disguise himself as a guardsman and woo Ilona. If she falls for the guardsman, Nándor will know she's unfaithful. If she doesn't fall for him, Nándor will know she loves him.
Okay, that sounds like a good premise about a marriage.
He's a goofball. Never mind. Go ahead.
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf may be a bit more familiar to audiences, but
yes.
Tell people anyway, just remind us what the story's about.
Written by American playwright Edward Albee in 1962, George and Martha are married. He's a history professor at a small college. Martha is the daughter of the president of the college. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and George and Martha have just come home from a boozy faculty party hosted by Martha's father. Martha has invited another couple, Nick and Honey, over for more drinks. He's in the biology department, and Honey is his mousy wife. Over the course of the night, George and Martha drink, argue, taunt, fight, and trade witticisms. Martha reveals to their guests that they have a son. George reveals that Martha has been inappropriate with that son while he was growing up. Nick married Honey, we find out, because he thought she was pregnant, and she wasn't. So we also find out Nick is ambitious and opportunistic, and by the end of the boozy, fraught night, truths are told.
Okay, so we're talking about very troubled marriages here. So are we to believe quite literally that a wife wouldn't know her own husband if we're talking about the guardsman, though?
Well, in the play, the audience should always be guessing. This is in the play, according to Molnár's play. But it's obvious from the production what the wife thinks. You know, she says at the very end when all is revealed, she says, well, of course I knew it was always you. I knew it by you, by your eyes and by your kiss, etc. Now, I think Nándor, I look at him as a teddy bear and Ilona as a frisky terrier. And she toys with him mercilessly for the whole play. Hmm. I love that Molnár knows how to write credible, smart women and men who can't think straight because they are so insecure and suspicious.
Right.
He knows how to write those interesting people.
Complex. But now with Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, do we really want to be in a theater watching an arguing couple like George and Martha?
People who love sports love to watch championship boxing and wrestling.
Uh-huh.
That's violent, but they love watching it. They love watching a hockey game because they know there's going to be a terrible fight. In the theater, we are always riveted by characters who wrangle. We need that drama. And with George and Martha in Albee's incendiary play, we are watching people whose passion is fighting. They're not, you know, they're not cruel. They love fighting.
They are cruel.
But they love the cruelty because they're always trying to one-up each other. And they are Olympian in their accomplishments of the fighting. Martha looks like a bully. George looks like a wimp. In fact, they are equally matched. George and Martha love to thrust, parry, and score off each other. Martha needs George and an audience to perform to. Nick and Honey are it. And certainly in this stunning production from the first and last scenes, it's obvious that George and Martha also love each other fiercely. Hmm. That was so clear in this production. I love that.
Now, do these productions communicate, though, what the playwrights intended?
Well, I think I found that The Guardsman was less successful in that regard than Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. The Guardsman is directed by Laszlo Martón, and more often than not, I find we are seeing the director front and center and not the playwright when it comes to Martón. As Nándor Albert Schultz gives his line readings initially in a flat, racing manner, while Alona, who's played by Kristen Thompson, is more naturalistic. You know, I found that to be a confusing director's choice, and I think it's a director's choice. Nandor's disguise as the guardsman is so lame and silly that it had to be a deliberate choice by the director again. You know, I have to ask, why would you do that? You know, of course she's going to know that it's Nandor. That removes our constantly being unsure of whether she knows him or not. And I think that that diminishes the play. In the last scene, Alona does something that initially would have sent Nandor into a jealous fit. Now Nandor laughs knowingly and with confidence. The man is unreasonably jealous. He would never laugh if he saw his wife do what she did. And Molnar knows his characters. I wonder, however, if Laszlo Martin does. With Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, this is a mountain of a play, and this glorious cast get right to the top with drive, nuance, pacing, and intensity. As George and Martha, we have Diego Matamoros and Nancy Paulk. As Nick and Honey, we have Tim Campbell and Diana Donnelly. All are brilliant, and they are directed by Diana LeBlanc, surely one of our most gifted directors, who gets to the beating heart of this prickly play. I found this to be an astonishing production in every way.
I think we know which one you think we should go see.
Yeah, I think you should. There you have it.
Thanks, Lynn.
Take care. Thanks.